Okay. Okay, so we're in the middle of the tshuva of the Maharam Shik, the Talmud of the Chasam Sofer. So the Maharam Shik first quotes the Levush. Levush says, by Pidyon HaBen, you have to be poda bizman. We assume the Zman is the 31st day. And after that, you're over b'chol yom be'ese. So you mevatel, you have a din of pidyon, so you should go to the 31st. You didn't do the 31st, do it on the 32nd. If you do the 32nd, you mevatel another. B'chol over b'chol yom be'ese. B'chol yom be'ese. But on the other hand, it might not be considered a mitzvah overis, because the mitzvah you can always do. Whereas it might be a mitzvah that you have over kol yom, but just like bris milah, you can always do the bris milah, even if you didn't do it. You might be mevatel every day another mitzvah, but aval pikin. So that's the, so meal also is considered a mitzvah she'ein overis, even though you might have been mevatel the mitzvah of doing on the eighth day, and then maybe if you didn't do it on the eighth day, to at least do it on the ninth day, etc. But the Lamaisa, it's not like other mitzvahs. Like today, I had a chiyuv to say Kriya Shema in the morning. If I didn't say it today, it's over. Tomorrow is mitzvah Kriya Shema. It's another mitzvah Kriya Shema. It's nothing to do with today's mitzvah. But the Pidyon HaBen is of yes. If you didn't do Pidyon HaBen today, then the same mitzvah comes back tomorrow. In fact, it could be by Pidyon HaBen it never went away, because you could do, technically speaking, Pidyon HaBen even Balayla. In contrast to Bism and Mila, then if it's a Mila, you...
Pidyon HaBen is one continuous mitzvah. Right. Kriya Shema and for that matter, Mila are not.
Right. Well, Kriya Shema is different, because Kriya Shema, the mitzvah is finished. Tomorrow I'll have a new mitzvah of Kriya Shema. But mitzvah milah, it's the same mitzvah that I had yesterday, is going to come back again to haunt me, so to speak. Haunt me meaning to show up again if you didn't do it.
The Chora, when the boy is bar mitzvah, the father ceases to have the mitzvah. He has the mitzvah himself, no? Both of them, bris milah and Pidyon HaBen.
Yeah, so that's right. That's a whole question, how the mitzvah continues once right, but the mitzvah still continues.
The mitzvah continues, but the chiyuv gavra doesn't. Mitzvah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, okay. So let's continue on now, page 31. Mitam ze, on the right side. Mitam ze gam kein ein anu mufrochim udivre Pisrei Tshuva, shukosu b'nachlas tzvi. The Pisrei Tshuva wrote a sefer called Nachlas Tzvi. And in the sefer Nachlas Tzvi in Yeridaya, it says, Nirelo, the osu la'av u l'moy lechol kodim mila, v'kpidyon HaBen. In other words, we said yesterday that the father has a chiyuv pidyon HaBen, father has a chiyuv milah. So So normally when you have a mitzvah, you're not supposed to eat before the mitzvah. Now we discussed the question of eating before Rosh Hashanah, eating before shofar blowing, or we discussed yesterday. When you do the pidyon haben, so maybe you shouldn't eat till you do the pidyon haben, right? I mean, it's interesting. Like pidyon haben, a lot of times we do it in the afternoon. My son, before, was born on a Friday, so pidyon haben was on Sunday. So that's a good day for pidyon haben, because we had it in Belfer on Sunday, and we made it like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. That's good for people could travel from wherever they needed to get. So it was a good. But was I allowed to eat breakfast that day?
With a bris, sometimes you have, when a bris is delayed, sometimes the rule is like 7 days from when the doctor says okay.
Right.
That time, but that's May 8th. That can come in the middle of the afternoon.
Right.
Before that, you're not allowed to do the bris. So is he not allowed to eat in the morning? Or is he not allowed to eat from the morning?
That could be different, because there the chiv didn't set in yet. The chiv didn't set in yet till, say, he was discharged 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right.
Now you count 7 days, 2 o'clock in the afternoon in such a situation. But that morning is like a different day, because that morning it wasn't the chiv yet.
But at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, if the bris is going to be at 4, he can't eat?
No, so by the bris on the 8th day or the bris on this?
No, the delayed case. The bris is going to be at 4 p.m.
That's what we're here to discuss.
Okay.
What is in other words, but normally when you do a bris, well, they say in like the difference between the difference of Aaron, you could confirm this or deny it, but they say the difference between a bris in Eretz Israel and a bris in America. In America, you tell the moel when he should show up. In Eretz Israel, he tells you, because he has ten brisim to do per day. You have Yosua or his son or whatever. So you tell him 8 o'clock in the morning. He'll tell you 4 p.m. Because he has to go here, he has to go there, whatever. But
that's calling it.
Yeah.
There's some concept of reason by pidyon haben.
Yeah. So pidyon haben, there's two the different shitas. How you is it just day 31, or do you do beis leis also by pidyon haben? Is a question.
That's what I do in the afternoon.
Yeah. Some hold that you do beis leis, like what Ferrari just said. So different shitas. We're not here to discuss all the different shitas of. But is there an isser to say my son was born in the morning? He was born on Chol HaMoed Sukkos in Beth Israel. My wife let me go to shul. I went to shul. Chol HaMoed Sukkos. I had my lulav and esrog in the hospital. And I dove in one of the shuls downtown Manhattan. And then on the way back, my wife said, you should hurry up now. We're starting to push. Maybe you should get back now. So he was born in the morning. That was after a 20-hour labor, because he was induced, because we were behind the due date. And she was losing fluid, so the doctor wanted to induce. So when he was born, from the time that he came in the hospital, it was at least another 20-some hours. As opposed to my youngest son, who was born on Purim, basically my wife was in labor already, but she wanted to stay for the Megillah. So we had a Megillah for the women at night. So we went to Megillah, and after we finished Megillah, we went to the hospital. And then we got to the hospital in 20 minutes. The baby was out. The contrast to my oldest son, that was like 20 hours. So He was born. The first son was born on Friday morning. So the mice, we could have still probably done it earlier in the day on Sunday. You probably could have done it earlier, going to the other shita, but we made it in the afternoon.
I once heard Rav Schechter speak about that it's a mila to have a fleshik meal at a bris.
Yeah, he's very.
I can't believe he has a fleshik meal at 7:30 or 8 a.m. in the morning.
No, he's into having a fleshik meal at a bris. Right. Yes, I'm not into having a fleshik meal at a bris. If you're going to have it 8 o'clock in the morning, but he's into having a fleshik meal at a bris.
So would he have a fleshik meal at 8 a.m. in the morning, or would he say do it later and have it
No, he would hold to have a fleshik meal.
He'd have it in the morning.
Yeah.
There isn't all that much difference than a fleshik meal at 8 in the morning or at 10:30 in the morning, which is when we usually eat on Shabbos. So.
Yeah, I mean...
there's no difference with other people, there isn't.
Yeah, it depends. I mean,
I can't speak for everything.
Yeah, I don't know. I never eat fleishiks at 7 in the morning, 7:30 in the morning. Yeah, so, yeah. No, but he didn't. I mean, there's a truth of the Maram Shik about, do you need simcha and a bris? So that's why you should have basar, but some say maybe there's no simcha and a bris because it's already nuka. They don't have that boss. It's the truth of them, the Marav Shik, about doing these things. But Rabbi Willow holds that, at the morning, you don't feel simple. You know, the question is, what's the Indian of Basar to have in the morning if you're not going to be Mesameach? Is Basar absolute simple, even if they're not? You know, maybe the Basar Shlomen, of a Korban, would be considered a. But regular basar kulin is simcha. I don't know if I'd have simcha at the morning to have a steak. They say like the baseball players, Mickey Mantle, these players, they used to eat meat for breakfast that would strengthen them to hit their home runs. But I'm not Mickey Mantle, and so I. But the minute oilum is in the morning. If you have a bris in the morning, you don't have meat at the bris because
some serve a part of cream cheese and they have meat too.
So the question is, what about eating before the bris if you get? So bris usually we do in the morning. Maybe sometimes we do bris. I'm not talking about the case of the sick child because then that's the zman. So there shouldn't be an issa to eat necessarily before because if you hold it, it's kol kol haguf. Like you wait 7 days of meis la'eis from the recovery. So then till 2 o'clock on day whatever, day 20, whatever it's allowed to be, then the Orchlan Air writes that's a dindaraisa to wait that amount. In other words, the Orchlan Air held that if you, maybe the baby's better. So people who don't know this halacha say the baby's better, let's do the bris now, tomorrow. But that's called Kodem Zmanim because you have to wait. If it's just jaundice, so then that's not called, it depends how much jaundice it is. So if it's not so bad, then that's not called kol kol haguf. And then you just wait till the kid is good. Or I think Rabbi Horowitz said in the Shem Rav Bick, J. Horowitz, Shem Rav Bick, that has to be totally mori. But you wouldn't have to wait the Zayin Meis Leis. Only Zaymeh Slesis, but it's Chola Kol HaGuf. Then you have to wait. So sometimes it'll come out that the bris will be 4 o'clock in the afternoon because that was the 7 Meis Leis. So you can eat, definitely can eat breakfast because the mice, it wasn't as man yet. Question is, but in a case where for some reason the moil couldn't make it to, the moil couldn't make it, so they had to make the bris surface in the afternoon. Because they wanted a special moil and he couldn't make it till the or whatever reason that is. So is and normally the halacha is that you're not supposed to do, you're not supposed to eat, or like Rav Shaka pointed out, the Igra halacha is eating a suda before that's to Imam Balmas Rav Shaka pointed out, the Igra did his mutter. But except for the Truma Sedeshin is machmer even on to Imam Balma before a mitzvah. So that's the question. Say you're making the pidyon haben in the afternoon, or the bris is in the afternoon for some reason. So would there be an issur to eat before the bris, or issur to eat before the pidyon haben? In the case where it's the zman hamitzvah, you really could have done the pidyon haben in the morning, and you really could have done the bris in the morning. For some reason, you didn't. So now maybe there should be an Isra Achila, just like we discussed Isra Achila before the Tekiah Shofar. So is there Heter to eat? Rav Sternbach has a discussion. What about eating Purim morning before you gave Shalach Manas? Is there an Isra to eat before you gave Shalach Manas? Because maybe, again, okay, the Megillah, you did already, because that you did that in shul. But now you're coming home, sometimes people now want to go and eat. So now, that's not the Ikar Suda, it's not going to be till later, but they're going to eat. And maybe more than a Te'ima. So Rav Sternbach has a discussion, is that proper to eat before Shalach Manas? So our discussion here is, what's the din? So the Nachlas Tzvi, on page 31, is the Pesachei Tshuva says Nirlo the Osur La'av V'Lamoyel Lechol Kodem Midla V'Kodem Pidyon. He says on page 31 on the right side, the paragraph that begins with Mitam Zeh Gamkein Nirlo the Osur La'av V'Lamoyel Lechol Kodem Midla V'Kodem Pidyon. K'mo D'Amrin B'Sukkah V'Inyan Mitzvah Lulav. Just like by Mitzvah Lulav, you're not allowed to eat before you do the Mitzvah Lulav. So that's what the Pesachei Tshuva says. So the Maram Shik is going to say differently. In Gabe, he's going to say differently, Gabe, eating before Milo or Pidyon Haben. And I'm very into this Maram Shik. I saw it the first time in the Sefer HaMitzvahs of the Maram Shik. These are the tshuvas of the Maram Shik, and this is the nice new printing of the tshuvas of the Maram Shik. So he says a chiddush. Look what he says. L'anani shlomer, d'lo shamanu b'shash, sh'osu hafaka, elu b'mitzvah overs. He says, no. He says, lulav, you can't eat before you have the lulav. Take lulav. Why? Because you might forget to do the lulav. And if you forget today, it's the mitzvah's over. Say that they say in Kutzlar, it's only the first day, and even in Israel, only in Shlaim, whatever, the rice is the first day. The second day is not the rice anymore. So if you miss the first day, you missed it. You missed the rice. So you can't eat. But by meal and pidyon haben, if you didn't do it, you can do it tomorrow. You can do it tomorrow. Ah, it's not according to Levushu Mavatel essay, and according to the and by Yom Hashmini for sure. But it could be that when we speak of that this whole chumrah, it's a din in the Gemara, but it's this extra precaution that Chazal instituted not to eat before a mitzvah is only a mitzvah that if I don't get it done today, I will never have an opportunity to do it again. meaning the shaking of the lulav on Rishon Lesukkos in Tavshin Pei Gimel was one day, and if you missed it, there will never be again a mitzvah of lulav on Tavshin Pei Gimel on Yom Rishon. So the mitzvah is gone. Next year there'll be another mitzvah, Tavshin Pei Dal, there's a Hashem. But not Tavshin Pei Gimel is gone. The mitzvah is gone. Today's mitzvah, Kriya Shema, is today. Yom Revi, the Seder Haloscha, in here. What?
Chai
Sivan, Rav Harari says. That's it. We'll never come back in history again. So Chazal were very concerned. You shouldn't miss it. So I said, don't eat till you do it. But a mitzvah milo, it's coming back tomorrow if you didn't do it. Pidyon HaBen is coming back tomorrow. Pidyon HaBen is even better. It never even stopped because Pidyon HaBen you could do Bemtza HaLayla also. It's not like... So he says, "L'halan shlomo de lo shemanu b'shas she'osu achoka el b'mitzvah overis." And his word was that pidyon haben and milah are not mitzvah overis, even though according to Lavush, every day is a big, you know, not supposed to stop weight, and certainly not by milah, but l'maisi you'll still be able to do it the day after. A mitzvah that is never come back again, this chiyuv mitzvah. Again, tomorrow there'll be a new mitzvah of Krishna. But this mitzvah will never come back again. That's when Chazal were concerned and made the extra stringency, don't eat before the mitzvah. Aval mitzvahs milo pidyon shafil ovras manam adai guf ha-mitzvah lo ovra ve'efshel l'kaima v'hi the mitzvah min ha-mufra mitzad hazman yesh lochush mikol mokol lomotzin kiyotze b'shas shafas hashem. He says, we don't find such a thing. In other words, it's brought down in Hilchas Sukkah, this halacha. In Sukkah, Hilchas Dalaminim, and then the post can bring it down in Hilchas Priyashma, and Hilchas Mincha, whatever. But it's not brought down Lagabi Mila and Pidyon HaBen. So if you make your Pidyon HaBen 2 o'clock in the afternoon, for whatever reason, you could eat breakfast before him. You can eat breakfast before him. You're making a meal for some reason, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you could eat breakfast before him. Even a suda. Because we come welcome lo see you kids in Shastra to Tashug, very Mogad Avram, Ratzalom, the Mesfira of Gozru, Chatzi Shakodim, Shum Duzmana, Kolalal Vayom. What about eating before Sfira? So the Magen Avraham says that Sfir also maybe is more kal, because if you've got to do it tonight, you can still do it tomorrow. But after that, then you missed it. So, maybe there's a little bit more leniency. Achal the ikim is fasim biyad betchilas halayil viyad tamimos. Need a few. But maybe even Sfira, some say you shouldn't eat before, because if you miss one full day, you're out. So that's his work. So that's his Kiddush. That is the Kiddush of the Maram Shir. And even Mila and Pidyon HaBen, even according to the Chomer Dikashitas, that Mila, that Pidyon HaBen is every day there's a new essay that you mevatel. And maybe Mila, there's a discussion, like Dr. pointed out, the discussion in the Bar Avram, whether every day there's a new Chiv, or every second of the day, right? All to put it out, but still. It's a mitzvah that doesn't go away. You're supposed to stop, you know, doing whatever you're doing, to be voting to chometz, even though you were maskel beheter. Usually, if you're maskel beheter, you can finish. But by bedikas chometz, you can't, you have to stop once the zman comes. So he says, So that's what some of you say. That that's the reason, because B'dikas Chametz is supposed to do B'tchilas HaLaila. So therefore, if you were eating beforehand, even though you started eating more than a half an hour before, so you must have had that, He says, because the goof had mitzvah, you can always do. Meaning, if you didn't do B'dikas Chametz tonight, you can do it tomorrow on Erev Pesach. You didn't do it tomorrow, you can do it on Pesach. So you have a lot of opportunities to do B'dikas Chametz. So therefore, they weren't as concerned. He says, but you can't bring a raya from, in other words, the real din is brought by lulav. That's where the real halach is brought down. The hilchas lulav. That's where the Mishnah is. So lulav is a good example. Shofar is a great example. Because lulav, again, once you miss today, you're finished. There'll be a new mitzvah midrabanan to do with the second day, the third, you know, the third day, etc. But the ikar mitzvah is gone if you don't do it. So you better make sure when you wake up, don't eat and start eating a meal and engrossing yourself in other things at the expense of you might forget to do lulav. So that's his kiddush. That's the kiddush of the, you know, that comes up a lot. I remember there's a question of, you know, people, remember in the days when they were in the dormitory, the people would leave, you know, for Pesach, a couple of days before Pesach. They wouldn't be there the night of B'dikas Chametz. So the question is, what do you do? Could you eat dinner? Say you're doing B'dikas Chametz 5 days before, because you're leaving early. So do you have to make sure that you can't eat before the night? Usually we assume you do it the night before you leave. Is that when you do B'dikas Chametz? So is there an issur suda before? Or we could say the svar of the Maram Shik. That because, in other words, you still can, you know, words, it's not as chomerdik because, especially here in the dorm here, you can still, the door will still be open. So if you forgot to do it, you'll still be able to do it afterwards. It's not a mitzvah that's once you miss it. I used to be machmir that I wouldn't eat dinner until I did, it was, when I did B'dikas Chametz in the dormitory, it was usually not the day of the B'dikas Chametz. It was the day of the last night I would be there. I didn't eat dinner until I finished B'dikas Chametz. And it could be according to Maram Shik. Maybe it would be okay because I could theoretically have done it the next night or the next night, even though I'm leaving. But you know, I still live in, you know, somewhere nearby. It wasn't like, maybe it's totally where you go. If you go to LA, it's not shacking and fly back. It could be you could tell your friend to do it for you. I remember I used to do a thorough bedika, and then the time I finished the bedika, the calf was closed. So I didn't have anywhere to eat dinner. So then I would go to McDovitz. Remember the McDovitz? Yeah, that was the That was a fleshy place here. That's you know where Chop Chop is. So the building that's this after Chop Chop. So Chop Chop was Pepe's Pizza, Shopsy's Pizza. That was in the corner. And then the next thing was McDonald's. It was a fast food fleshy on the Broyers Hashkacha.
It was like McDonald's, but McDonald's.
It was called McDonald's, yeah. Anyone who comes to my Yerodea show knows that's when I give a mushroom of getting kosher meat versus getting treif meat. I say, you got two pieces of meat from McDonald's, one piece of meat from McDonald's. And then they got put together, and now you don't know which one. Is it bottle?
People just say McDonald's. We're not sure what the...
It's very close for many years. I mean, before you were born, it was very closed. But that was you lasted for a long time. And Shopsy's Pizza. Shopsy was used to learn with Chavrusa, but this is Albert Shopsy. Mm. Yeah, the pizza store. Chashara Pizza. Now they have the frozen pizza, Shopsy's frozen pizza. But the store itself, the pizza store itself, and then he Shopsy passed away, and then there was one Puerto Rican person there,
Pepe.
So he was a personality. So people started calling it Pepe's because he like took over the store. I guess his personality took over the store. So then it was called Pepe's, and then the mice. And there was no other pizza store. Today, there's pizza stores on that block. There were no pizza stores where they are today. There was one pizza store was Chop Chop is. That's where it was, on the corner there. A little history. But there was a farm store, Shalas Farm Store, on that block where all the stores are across the street from the MTA building. There's a farm store.
This was on St. Nicholas.
Yeah, that was before my time.
That's my time.
Yeah, it was your time. Yeah. When I came in 78, it already moved to Amsterdam Avenue. Okay. So that's his finish of the Maram Shik. But then he has a discussion here. Is it really so that he says, Omnam, page 33, on the right side. Guf ha-dovash ha-nema she'im lo'pada b'zmano ve'ogar ha-asei hikshim ha-marit al-gazi. The Marit al-Gazi is a chashuv sefer on the Ramban's Hilchos Bechoros. Per kam de Bechoros, Mishabes Daf Kuf Lamed Beis, Yitzchak Trei Kor, Ben Shmonos Yomim, Yom Shmini, Chavanuti Shvi, Chavanuti Tshi, Im Bechad Havamina Shvi, Hu Dolomati Zimne, Ben Shmini, Ve'elech Zimne, Hu Ve'en Over Klal. By Rav Zvizis, the Zvim Magdim, and came Pidyon of Ben, Loksi Bak, Pudyon Ben Ben Chodesh Tifter, Kati Yishloma, Do Asa Lamayin, Al Pachas Mi Ben Shlosha. He says, how does the little bush know this? Because the Torah just says, you have been Ben Chodesh, you pointed, but that would assume day 31. But who says that there's a bit of essay? That's a Levush of Kiddush, that there's a bit of essay, Hol Yom Ve'yom. You see, by Bris Milah, we have one pasuk says Ben Shmonas Yomim, and another pasuk says Ben Yom Hashmini. So the Gemara says, why two psukim of Shmona Yomim? So it's Chad Lamute Shvi, that you can't do it on the seventh day. You can't do it early. Chad Lamute Shvi, you can't do it late, so you have two psukim. But by Pinyan Ben, you don't have two psukim. You just have it in two Yev Ben Chodesh Tifta. So who says that there's a special bittul essay of maybe once you get to day 31, that's where the mitzvah starts. But not that it's a bittul essay. That's a question.
How does he know that?
Yeah. So he says on page 33, the Nira, Yashar came in the Nankhaimel and Bukharis in Yom Shloshim Kilfne Shloshim, Vinim Midbar Dixiv in Verchodish Bamala, and came to Gufa Tipsha Lamel of Siv Verchodish Bamala, Korcha, the Ball Omid Verchodish Dafka, in Golpodim's manner over Verchodish Tifte. In other words, you could say that if you didn't do it once day 31 comes, you should do it right away because of Zrizim Magdimim. But if you didn't do it, so you didn't do Zrizim Magdimim. But that doesn't mean you Mevatel Essay. You could say, the Chora, he writes, Amin is feeling the Yodim Kalvachomer, came to the Shmini over. Whereas if you didn't do it, the Shmini over Essay. So closer can she? She is even further away. Maybe it's a svara that if you didn't do it on the day that the mitzvah is supposed to be done, so you bevatel an essay. So maybe if you do it 2 days later, it's more of a bittel. So that's what he says. But he says, so that's the Levush Shita. But not everyone agrees with the Levush. But there's a Tysus that we're going to see soon. There's a Tosis in Mori Katan on page 33 in the left side, the bottom left, that has a different opinion. From the Tosis Mori Katan, if you look at Avraham, well, Kosokin, El Dafka Bimila Oder Becholes. Tosis says it's only by Mila. And footnote one ahead says, "Kapkots of a Rambam, the b'chol yom by yom, sheyaver alav mishyagdim lo yimul, arei mevatel mitzvah esei." So he says that Tosis says only by Mila. So he says, Tosis says it's only by Bris Mila. If you didn't do it on the eighth day, so you're Mevatel. And then if you didn't do it on the ninth day, you're Mevatel. Only by Mila, because Mila is, but the other mitzvah is the din of Zrizim Magdimim. You should do it right away. And if you didn't do it right away, you violated Zrizim Magdimim.
If Pidyon HaBen were a mitzvah dafka on that day, then lechor you'd be mechal Shabbos also. No?
Yeah.
And it's made probably the Rabbanon anyway.
It's only the right.
The lotase.
Yeah. The Brisha Shita is every day you violate by Pidyon HaBen, an essay. And the Tosis, Moy Khan says only by Mila, by Pidyon HaBen not. Pidyon HaBen is only on the first. If you didn't do it on the first day, on day 31, then to wait till day 32 is a bittul. But now to wait till day 33 is just Zizim Makdim. So he writes on page 34. The Omer Yishtei Shitas B'Zeh Das Halavush Gemodu Mila Over B'Chol Yom B'Esei Gan Pidyon HaBen U'Tosis B'Pidyon Ein Over B'Pidyon Shalom Azmano. Maybe after the first day. But he says that the third Shita Yeh Shita Shlishis Om Yom Yeh Shita Shlishis Right. He says, once the mitzvah, the zman comes, day 31 comes, now do it. If you didn't do it today, it's not a bittul. It's a lack of reason. If it'll take you 5 years to do it, you lack of reason. You weren't mevatel anything. And that's the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. Eina b'chor roi l'pidyon asher avru shloshim yom. V'achar shloshim yom yifdenu b'yad shalo yishah ha-mitzvah. Put no membeis. Don't do it afterwards because the mitzvah is chal right on day 31. But after that, achas shloshim yom yivden miyad. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Shalom yishah ha-mitzvah. But not because it is a bit of a mitzvah essay. So the three shitas. The sheet of the Levush is just like by Mila, every day is a bit of essay. So too by Pidyon HaBen, every day is a bit of essay. Shita of Tosis and Moed Katan is only by Mila we say that. By Pidyon HaBen, if you don't do it the first day, that's a bit of. But after that, it's just the lack of reason. And the Shulchan Aruch Masma that by Pidyon HaBen, if you even the first day you missed, day 31 you missed, that's not a bittul anything. That's a lack of reason. But it's not a bittul. So those are the three shittas. But the point that he's making, the Marav Shik, that even according to the most chamardika shita, that's the shita of what, the Levush, he's still allowed to eat before Pidyon HaBen. Because even though you'll be vatel mitzvah kol yom v'yom, but you'll still be able to do the mitzvah. If I don't say Kriya Shema today, the fact that I'm saying it tomorrow is another mitzvah. It's a new mitzvah. I'll never be able to rectify the lacking of Kriya Shema from today. If I didn't say it. Even though I'll say it tomorrow, that's another mitzvah. But Pidyon HaBen, even if you'd hold your Mevatel Kol Yom HaYom, you'd still be able to do the mitzvah tomorrow. So therefore, Chazal weren't afraid to ask you to eat before the Pidyon HaBen, or before the Bris Mila. So if you're doing the Pidyon HaBen, which a lot of people do in the afternoon, but there's nothing wrong with them eating a meal for lunch or breakfast or whatever, before the Pidyon HaBen. Because it's a mitzvah she'ino overs. Even according to Levush, certainly not according to the Shulchan Aruch, and not according to those shitas. But even Levush, the most common dikah shita, that's a bittul b'chol yom ayom, but it's still efshar. After you have a bittul b'chol yom ayom, you still can do it at the end. And that's the story. Okay, so this was the famous tshuva of the of the Maram Shik. So the next thing we need to do is the Avnei Nezer's tshuva. And there's two tshuvas of the Avnei Nezer. Wow. We're going to see how the Avnei Nezer... People don't go through Avnei Nezer's well enough. Avnei Nezer, you have to go through every part of the Avnei Nezer's tshuva. And that's going to be coming up as a show. Okay, so tomorrow's Thursday. Maybe we can start it a little bit because it's a short day. We have Chumash, Parshas Bahalosha for those that are and there as well. They'll speak about the Meraglim, the Shlach and the Meraglim. We're not up to date. Okay. Okay, so everyone should have a good day.
Regular time?
Regular time, Bez Hashem, on that 11 o'clock tomorrow, and then the 11:30 the Chumash. We'll go through from there, Bez Hashem.